Hi, and welcome to Total Success Training Podcasts. We've recorded these to give you an insight into some of the topics we train on our open courses. Each of our podcasts have been recorded from an actual training course or seminar, so you get a chance to hear the interaction we have with our course delegates. How we lead, discuss, teach, question, and interact in a live setting. Our delegates always comment that our courses are both informative and fun. In each of our podcasts, we'll show a small extract from one of our courses, and you'll soon realise that we teach practical skills that can be incorporated into your day-to-day work immediately. If you like what you hear and would like more information about our training courses, or would like to book one, please contact us on www.totalsuccess.co.uk.
To list three things which motivate you. This was a technique. It's a technique which is a very well-established technique because it's really about being able to establish a hierarchy. And if you want to influence people, one of the things that you must do in terms of influencing is understand that your end result is beneficial to the person in which you are engaged in a conversation. Whether it's challenging somebody's behaviour or influencing or motivating to do more or different behaviours, you've always got to think about how your outcomes will be better, let's say, or more beneficial to the person's current outcomes or what their plans or arguments will produce. Now, if you're asking somebody to identify, and this is a thing that we say about in normal conversation, now in a meeting and a one-to-one, I always encourage people to say, give me three things that motivate you, challenge you, you like about the job, what you don't like about the job, because it gives you the three things which matter to that person. But then what you need to do is get the person, as we did earlier, to identify number one, number two, number three. So if the three things that motivate a person are challenge, variety, and money, which is number one. Now, the thing with money is, money's always a means to an end. So if you get the answer money in any of your three, what you've got to do is actually identify, well, what does the money do? What is money's? What do you do with the money? Why do you need the money? What type of, what amount of money do you need? So that you understand what that person needs. Now, is it money to buy a house? Is it money to maintain an extensive lifestyle? Is it money just to survive? You know, that's where money comes in. We don't work for nothing, although some of the things we do a lot of volunteering, as I mentioned earlier. Now the next stage of that, once you've identified the three things and the hierarchy, then you need to identify the criteria by which each of those three will be satisfied. If somebody says challenge or variety, what do they mean by challenge? What do they mean by variety? The thing about when you're using this technique to try and identify somebody's personal motivations, self-motivation or internal drivers, you need to think about how is that satisfied? Because no matter what somebody's desire is, they need a mechanism to satisfy that. Now it may be I see challenge as doing a different thing every day. You mentioned challenge to yourself as being put into an area, being having to think through yourself, work through a result, and then evaluate it to see where you are. If it's gone not as well as you wanted to, how to move on from there. So you get a chance to challenge yourself, to really feel that you've worked hard to achieve something. Other people may see challenges, challenge against other people, other teams, other departments, more competition than anything else. So we all have our different criteria. Now when you understand the motivations, the hierarchy of them, and the criteria that satisfies them, then that gives you an insight into the human being, what drives that person. And if you can find ways in work in which you can satisfy that sort of driver, And you've got a very powerful model. You've got a very powerful mechanism, because if I am working in a sales role and I like variety and I like to work with people and I like that challenge of being number one or being able to appear on a league table high up, then that gives you an opportunity to be able to tap into that to get the most out of me in terms of the work, my productivity, and how I'll enjoy the process along the way. To why that particular process, you need to think about it for all the members of your team. Now, although I've talked about motivation, you could talk about the three things that you like most, the three things which challenge you most, the three things that. But one of the tips is to do it in a way which is conversational and not as obvious. This is the thing about this particular technique. It works really well when somebody doesn't actually know that you're using it as a technique. If somebody can answer your questions, but you can do this in a meeting, as a part of conversation. You can also do it outside of a meeting room if you're talking to somebody over lunch. If the situation is, if it's not obvious that you've just plumped this into a conversation, you can use this at any time you want to. You could do it in a social situation. Sometimes, you know, you find out if people go for a drink after work and things like that, you can sometimes find out from what people say to you. It sometimes presents the opportunity to say, well, okay, what do you like about that then? Sometimes people talk a little bit more freely and openly about things which they like or dislike. Things which you dislike are not, you know, don't take those as negative things. It may be a chance to, as we talked about before, reframe them into more positive things. Okay, so you don't like that, so what would you like? If there were three things you could change, what would they be? Again, you've got the opportunity to engage in constructive conversations which are helping you to understand the individual and hopefully helping you to think about what motivates that person. Now, I've written down here, on the list you've got on the page, the three things that motivate you most at work. Now I'm going to ask you to do something else. I'm going to ask you to do an exercise. Take a piece of paper, write a line down the middle, and I do it in the same thing. What, down the left hand side, the three things that motivate you at work, and the three things you like most about your job. And we will discuss your answers once you've written those down.
Thank you for listening to this Total Success Training Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the extract and have taken away at least one technique that you'll find both useful and valuable. At Total Success, we run open courses on a wide range of topics, plus we have the expertise to run bespoke in-house courses at your location throughout the UK. We also sell training packs that contain full course instructions, a full set of PowerPoint slides, a copy of a delegate manual, and all course activities. If you'd like more information about our training courses, training packs, or would like to book with us, please contact us on www.totalsuccess.co.uk.